Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the great folks at the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Go to GaryAshton.com. Get your dream address without the stress. The intel edge you need to succeed can be found with the Ashton team. Of course, you know that Two Rivers Ford, quality American-made Ford vehicles, and award-winning customer service is what they offer to you. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com for the best car buying experience out there. Zen Sports, download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN that you see directly over my shoulder. That will get you involved in the same game parlays and up to $1,000 on your no danger first wager. ZenSports.com for more information. And TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. TrueMath Fitness, the best way to work out, a new way to work out for the best version of you. Go to TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free. As a Middle Tennessee resident, they will get you right. Calvin Ridley is going to help get the Titans right. Now, he's not an end-all, be-all, one-player type of solution, but he's a bigger piece to the larger puzzle. The question that a lot of people are putting out there, or the narrative, a lot of the narrative that I've seen propagated out there, is did the Tennessee Titans overpay for Calvin Ridley? Well, we can talk about this, and I'll pose you the question this way. Fair or foul? 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed. Is that an overpay for Calvin Ridley? We'll talk about it together. It's your Two Rivers Ford take. As always, it's made possible by Two Rivers Ford. Like I said, quality American-made Ford vehicles and that award-winning customer service that you've come to expect over 40 years of doing business here in Middle Tennessee. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. They will get you right with the South's most trusted Ford dealership. Overpay, fair or foul for Calvin Ridley? Paul Arias says fair. Chris Frazier says, yes, I told y'all we overpaying for wide receivers. Keith Dove apparently doesn't understand how to play the game because the game is fair or foul, and he just says over. I understand your meaning, but that is what it is. BF says fair, but I want to crown somebody. Paul Richards said, I had sticker shock at first, but $23 million per isn't so bad. Well, it certainly surprised everybody in the NFL to see this transaction come down. Nobody had the Titans on their radar. Rand Carthon gets the deal done for Calvin Ridley anyway.
Sources say the Tennessee Titans are signing Jaguar star receiver Calvin Ridley. Oh. Listen to this massive deal. 4 years, $92 million for Calvin Ridley, $50 million fully guaranteed in this deal, negotiated by David Mulugeta and Reza Azam of Athletes First. Calvin Ridley turns 30 this season. 30, and he gets a massive, massive deal from the Titans. Everyone has been assuming, I think this whole time, that it was going to be the Jaguars, it was going to be the Patriots. No, no, it is the Tennessee Titans quietly lurking, working, and now landing a top free agent receiver. A massive, massive move for the Titans.
Well done, Ian Rappaport. They're delivering some bombshell news on just as we were talking about, right? The deal that would have sent the third rounder to the Atlanta Falcons as part of that trade a couple years ago now. All right, so Calvin Ridley is signing with the Tennessee Titans. Rhett Lewis, Steve Weich, Brian Baldinger, thanks to Ian Rappaport for that news. So what do we think here?
What we think is, Baldy, what about this AFC South arms race all of a sudden? Last year, this was a division we thought was an absolute joke. Now every team in this division is starting to load up, especially after what Houston did. So now you've got Will Levis. That's who they're going with, the quarterback. You add Calvin Ridley. Oh, DeAndre Hopkins is here as well. They have signed Tony Pollard.
Treylon Burks.
They've got Treylon Burks right there. They've got Tajay Spears. So you're seeing an upgrade in speed, right? Playmakers on this offense. This is something, now that they decided to change gears from a Derrick Henry-based run-centric offense to now potential explosive players in the open field. So this is, again, Callahan coming there as head coach, changing the direction of how this offense, now they're going to be playing geometry instead of playing physical inside of a phone booth football. You like that?
I was always more of a geometry guy than a trigonometry. But
so that's courtesy of the NFL Network. Calvin Ridley getting the deal done. So we have, Royale writes us, so we have D-Hop and Ridley and Pollard and Spears to catch the ball. And all of that is before the NFL draft. Now, the question is, fair or foul, did the Titans overpay for Calvin Ridley? We don't have, last I checked, and I've looked at SpotTrack before the show started just to confirm that we haven't had cap hit deals or cap hit specifics on Calvin Ridley. SpotTrack, so we don't know what his cap hit will be in the first year, in the second year, in the third year, so on and so forth. SpotTrack says at $23 million per year, Calvin Ridley's four-year, $92 million contract with the Titans makes him the ninth highest average paid receiver in football. His reported $50 million guaranteed ranks 10th among active wide receivers. Did the Titans overpay or not? Did they overpay? Yes. Is it fair that they overpaid? Yes. The Titans just paid the we suck luxury tax. They paid it on Lloyd Cushenberry, the center. They paid it on Calvin Ridley. The football team has been terrible the last two seasons. The football team is devoid of legitimate speed. The football team is devoid of legitimate talent. This team has been in a state of outright rot, okay, for the past, what, 2020 draft, 2021 draft, 2022 draft. You're now just, you have over the course of the previous two seasons, 22 and 23, been paying for the sins of John Robinson's misses in the draft and in free agency. You absolutely needed to pay top of market money for a wide receiver because you don't have any wide receivers that are worth a damn beyond DeAndre Hopkins. This is something that bad teams have to do. They have to spend to convince players that this is a place worth playing for. This is the thing about it, okay? The Jags did this all the time. The Jags have had varying levels of success with it, right? But going back to the Christian Kirk offseason, they paid the we suck luxury tax. They knew that they were going to need a reliable target for Trevor Lawrence. They knew that in Doug Peterson's offense, he was going to be worth the money. Christian Kirk gave a bunch of people sticker shock in the same offseason that I think AJ was traded. I think that Tyreek Hill was also traded in that offseason. That was the same offseason as Devontae Adams, his deal with the Raiders. The Titans paying the we suck luxury tax is just fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You have all this money to spend. What the bleep else are you going to do with it? Anybody who thinks that the Titans overspent on these players, Pollard, Cushenberry, Awuzie, Ridley, ignores the fact that the Titans don't have any players of their own worth spending on. This is something that absolutely had to be done. This is something that was unavoidable. This is something that's not going to bother you worth a shit when the cap goes up $10 million to $12 million again next year. He's going to be looking super affordable, just like Jeff Simmons was after he did that deal last offseason, $30 million against the cap. Oh, Jeff's cheap now. This is something that is so ridiculous that people would stick to, well, they paid too much money for him. They paid too much money for him. Oh, my God, what are we going to do with a $23 million wide receiver? You know what you're going to do? You're going to score more than 23, or excuse me, you're going to score more than 17 and a half points per game, and you're not going to make me want to take a drill bit to my temple every time I watch a football team play. This is absolutely something that was essential. And the idea that people would be pearl clutching or whining, look how red my neck is getting with those neck veins. Jesus Christ. This idea, this notion pisses me off so much that people would have issue with what it is that the Tennessee Titans just did here. The we suck luxury tax is absolutely essential for the Titans to get in on some of the best talent this offseason. They signed the best wide receiver that was available on the free agent market. They signed the best center that was available on the free agent market. They're trying to give your quarterback some level of support. And you know what? He doesn't cost very much money. So why don't you spend it elsewhere on players that matter? This is absolutely something that had to be done. If you think the Titans overpaid, you don't understand how the NFL works. You don't understand the state that your football team has been in. This is an essential part of the process to get this football team right. And the idea that people would be pocket watching when your money has absolutely nothing to do with the money that they're spending, this is Amy Adams Strunk money. If she's good with spending the $23 million a year on a wide receiver, good luck. God bless her. Well done by Amy. Well done by Ran. Well done by Chad Brinker. The Titans needed this. They have no talent. This is a talented player. It immediately helps DeAndre Hopkins. It immediately helps Tajay Spears. It immediately helps Will Levis. And I'm going to explain to you from Greg Cosell how it is that this is going to help all of those parties here in just a second. My man Ran went out there and cooked, okay? And I'm not talking just like cooking ramen noodles over the stovetop. I'm talking Walter White out here cooking something. Cooking something that's going to make a lot of money. Cooking something that's going to lead to dividends in the future. Cooking something that is going to lead to more than 17 damn points per game. I'm tired of it, all right? No, they didn't overpay. They paid the proper price. Oh, my God. That's been sitting on my shoulders for two seasons watching this football team screw around and not do anything worth a damn offensively. The fact that they have competent wide receiver play, all of this before the NFL draft. Oh, it's like an oasis in the desert. I don't have an oasis. All I have is my Essentia smart water. So I'll drink that instead. I've worked myself up here. I want TDs. Calvin Ridley scores TDs. That's how we're doing it moving forward into the future. Now, how they supplement, because it's not done, right? They still have a bunch of needs all over the place. They still have needs at corner. They still have needs at safety. They need defensive linemen, both edge and interior. This is not something that you can just take and be like, all right, Titans win in the AFC South in 2024. No, they still may not win the AFC South, even given all the moves that they made today. And they did sign a backup quarterback, worth noting. That's an important move. And Mason Rudolph did play pretty decent football down the stretch for Pittsburgh. Vernon Sanford says, I lost weight on that rant. I think probably the weight of your football team dragging me down for the past 2 years, playing this ungodly style of football that does not result in any points. Yes, I have that weight, hopefully, lifted off my shoulders. Anyway, so as we talk about the idea of an overpay, first, it's not an overpay. It's paying the proper price for a football team that didn't have any players worth paying, and now they have a player worth paying. And Hopkins and Ridley, it's a four-year deal. It makes Hopkins' contract situation much more interesting because, of course, he's on an expiring contract. But, yes, this is absolutely the right decision for the Tennessee Titans to cash in. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. For those of you commenting on the skinniness on the neck veins, shout out to TrueMath Fitness because they helped me lose 48 pounds while I was working out with their great training staff. A new way to work out for the best version of you. TrueMath Fitness has you covered. They are there to help you. No workout is ever recycled or repeated. They will work with you either in the group fitness classes, which I personally enjoy. Personal training is also something that I take advantage of. I'm not going to make my personal training session tomorrow, however, because Worth is skiing. Worth Campbell, the owner and the head trainer at TrueMav, is off on a skiing trip. So skip personal training tomorrow. That's okay. TrueMav is the best place for me to get a workout in whenever I want to get a workout in because I'm a member and I have access to their open gym, just like you can be if you go to TrueMavFitness.com and sign up for your first workout free. Corey Cartwright says, you said last night you didn't have a favorite football team, but you sound like a passionate Titans fan. Okay, this is the difference. All right, Corey, I don't have a football team. All right, it allows me to do my job in a much better way. Do you know how much I hate watching your football team play when they suck? You know what a drag that is on my life? You know how much worse of an attitude it gives me? I don't have a favorite football team, but the team that I am under contract to cover for the foreseeable future, I would prefer them play good football than play bad football. Now, ideally, and I'll let you in on a little, a dirty little media secret, Corey, I need your football team to go about 10-7 every year. I need them to have some slumps. I need them to give me something to sink my teeth into when there's something compelling, some drama, something like that. It can't all go perfectly. I don't want a 17-0 football team, okay? I want a good football team that scores points, that has interesting players, ideally with good quotes, although I don't know if I'm going to get that moving forward into the future. I'm holding out hope for Will Levis. Will Levis, a decent quote. But I need a 10-7 football team every year, not seven straight losses en route to 6-10, not 6-11 and just hopeless every time, not sad boy football players in the locker room every time I go to talk to them. It's got nothing to do with me being a fan other than me wanting to be entertained. You guys can change the channel at home. I have to sit there like Bird Box and have my eyes held open while I watch them struggle to convert on third down. That's my viewing experience. That's why I'm excited about Calvin Ridley, because I like points, all right? That's how we look at this thing. Anyway, so as we look at the Titans and their situation and with Calvin Ridley specifically, the question that I would like to pose to you guys is this on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. Who does the Calvin Ridley signing benefit the most? Let me know on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that the primetime program is presented by Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, get up to $1,000 on your no danger first wager, zensports.com. For your VIP play, if you feel like your Zen Sports play qualifies for VIP consideration, you can submit it at zensports.com/VIP. They also have same game parlays, which are awesome for you to get involved on all the action. 10 boosted same game parlays for NBA and NHL every single day. That's 10 bets, each with a 10% boost, so you can bet every single one of them. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. No danger wager limited to +500 odds to qualify. Boosted odds are derived from equivalent parlay bets offered in Tennessee. Must be 21 and up in Tennessee to bet. Zensports.com for more information. All right, I've cooled off a little bit. My neck veins and forehead veins have settled down. I won't scream at you all anymore unless you want me to, unless you piss me off. We'll get there perhaps throughout the course of the show. So who does this benefit the most? Brandon says me. Yes, it benefits me greatly. Love this. I'm hopeful. I'm cautiously optimistic. Now, Levis has to be worth a damn. That's the thing. It's funny that the thing that I'm least certain about on your offense is your quarterback, because he is the only thing that kind of bailed out me last season from an interest level for you guys, because God knows if Levis wasn't there to take over for Tannehill, I would have lost all my viewership, and that's what I care about. Viewership, radio ratings, it all would have gone to shit, and that's the thing that I care about the most. So I need Levis to come through, and I don't know what he is just yet. I don't know that he's good. I don't know that he's bad. I just know that there's plenty of concerns that I still think that he needs to continue to address. Jonathan says it benefits the fans the most. That's okay. It can absolutely benefit the fans the most. Fans want to see touchdowns scored too. Everything's better. So many things are magnified when your football team can't score. Josh Sabata says, you confident in the left tackle we don't have or right? Well, I feel okay about your center. And you still have to go through the draft. You're not going to find a left tackle in free agency. So I think that with that being said, it does. We'll talk more about how it might inform your draft strategy later on in the process, because I do think that it does have a significant impact. The Calvin Ridley signing does significantly impact the upcoming draft strategy. Doug Young says Treylon Burks. Oh, man, in an ideal world, they'll draft another wide receiver to get Treylon Burks on the bench, man. I don't want to watch that dude play anymore. It makes me sad, to be honest with you. The guy has done nothing of consequence since he arrived here. He's had, like, I think I could count four games that he has been a meaningful contributor in Green Bay on Thursday Night Football in the 2022 season. He's had two decent games against the Bengals. And then he was a big part of them beating the Chargers in overtime at Nissan Stadium this year. But beyond that, like, I hope that they draft another wide receiver that gets Treylon Burks as far out of the picture as humanly possible. I'm not interested in Kyle Phillips. I'm not interested in Treylon Burks. Draft replacements. let's all move on, because that situation has been a failure by any stretch of the imagination. Corey D. Jackson, not Chig. Corey D. Jackson says Chig is about to have a crazy year. I'm telling you now, Chig is also in that. Chig is less in that category than Phillips or Burks, but Chig has plenty to prove himself. I don't trust any of the three of them, right? I don't trust any of the three of them until such time as they give me reason to do so. So until such time as I have reason to be any kind of a believer in the three of those players, I'm just kind of considering them off to the side, and hopefully this coaching staff and this front office continues to address the skill position in ways that upgrades them beyond Chig and Treylon Burks and Kyle Phillips, because those guys haven't done anything of consequence in the – this is coming up on year three for those dudes, and you still don't know what the hell they have in them. I think it benefits DeAndre Hopkins in a huge way. And this was something that I talked to Greg Cosell of NFL Films about. In fact, Greg reached out and texted me. Bert, can you – I don't see that graphic on my end. Can you throw the graphic of Greg Cosell's quote up from the article that I wrote earlier today? This is what Greg texted me. Ridley is a great signing. He can line up anywhere in the formation. He is a great route runner. He helps define the throw for the quarterback. Now, Matt Harmon, many of you know him from receptionperception.com. He also does fantasy football analysis for Yahoo Sports. He broke this down on Twitter today. Ridley had considerable success both against man and zone coverages, success rates on his routes in both man and zone coverages. Having spent last year with Jacksonville, Doug Peterson, and by the way, Nick Holtz, who's the offensive coordinator here, formerly the passing game coordinator from the Jacksonville Jaguars, something to keep in mind. They deployed him primarily as the team's X receiver. So, you hear X, you hear Z, you hear Y a lot. What does it mean? Well, the X receiver is typically on the outside of the formation and lined up on the line of scrimmage. Now, you can run a variety of different routes as an X receiver, but what it does, thank you, Bert, I appreciate the assistance there. What it does for a guy like Calvin Ridley, who's not your prototypical X receiver, is it kind of pigeonholes him in a way that does not allow him to showcase the full extent of his route running capabilities. Calvin Ridley was the best wide receiver that Jacksonville had last year. And Jacksonville's offense had some struggles. And by the way, Ridley had 6 drops. While he did have 8 touchdowns, more touchdowns than drops, that's an important stat. There were some drops that caused Jacksonville some issues, and that's not something to completely ignore, even though it was his first year back after a calendar year off from football dealing with that gambling suspension that he sat out the 2022 season with, and he basically didn't play in 2021 either after he removed himself from the Falcons team after a certain point. It was a weird situation that continued to devolve and then ultimately resulted in the gambling suspension. So Hopkins is your prototypical X wide receiver here in Tennessee. So if you can line Hopkins up on the outside and make him your prototypical X, and you can either deploy Calvin Ridley as your Z or as your slot, and allow him to run a more diverse route tree to give him more opportunities to showcase what he is capable of doing, the separation that he's capable of creating, without him being, you know, what Hopkins had to be last year here for the Titans, which is their X receiver, which is their best receiver, which is their best outside receiver. Ridley is going to benefit from having Hopkins. Hopkins is going to benefit from having Ridley. They're both going to work to the benefit of Will Levis. And ultimately, the offensive line is still a question. They haven't fixed that problem yet, though this goes a long way towards it. I think it allows you to deploy Calvin Ridley in a much more effective and a much more efficient situation. Jack Penfold says Buck demoing his X and his O shops. Listen, anything I know, anything I pretend to know about football, I have gotten from doing a podcast for 3 years with Greg Cosell. Greg and talking to coaches. But the only reason I know how to talk to coaches about this shit is because of Greg. And even then, there's plenty of holes in my football knowledge that I couldn't. Cosell has forgotten more about football than I could ever hope to know. But you do take some stuff away. You do absorb some stuff after a period of time of talking to these people and talking in the way that they discuss football as opposed to the way that the rest of us discuss football, which is looking at counting stats and stupid shit. But I think that when you talk about Ridley and how often he was deployed primarily as the X receiver in the Jacksonville offense, this allows him to slide into a role that he was more effective at when he played with Julio Jones in Atlanta, right? He was all over the place, in the slot, outside, lining up in a variety of different facets. This is a great signing for that reason. Now, the drops, he's got to get that corrected. That's not acceptable. And he did still eclipse 1,000 yards, but the Jags offense was never really what it was supposed to be, right? And part of that's Trevor Lawrence. Part of that is Ridley and drops. Part of that is injuries that every team sustains. Part of that is poor offensive line play. Jags had a lot of things go less, had a lot of things that were suboptimal compared to expectation, right? I think everybody, even the biggest Titans fan and Jags hater, which many of you are, would say that you expected more out of what Jacksonville put out on the field last year. But I think that this is a situation that is going to benefit these two wide receivers. And you hope that a bit. Listen, I know I sound like a Chig and Traylon and Kyle Phillips hater. I'm not a hater. I'm just like I don't think about them. they don't cross my mind, right? Because they don't do anything to date. If this can benefit them, then that's phenomenal. I hope that they're able to reclaim some level of competency to their NFL careers, because right now they haven't done jack shit. But I don't think about those guys hardly at all anymore. And I love that Calvin Ridley has given me even less reason to have expectations for guys who have underachieved here. So we'll see. And obviously it benefits Levis. David Brown says, cannot pass on Neighbors at 7. Listen, if he's there, take him. If Neighbors or Odunze is there at 7, take him. If both of those guys go and you're sitting with the tackle, I'm totally fine with trading back, right? I think that there are plenty of wide receivers in this draft that can help you. I think that you already have the main need addressed in Ridley with Hopkins and having the other guys that you do have on the roster right now. Somebody asked if Titans out on Snead. I don't think this rules them out on Snead at all. That has simmered pretty substantially. I don't know that that's happening, but it's still got a little life. I don't think it's as concrete as it felt like it might be yesterday. Anyway, Andrew Martin says this helps Burks the most, makes him wide receiver 3. No, I hope that they draft another wide receiver. Like I said, I want Treylon Burks on the bench for the foreseeable future. You can't trust him. He's not reliable. I want a reliable wide receiver. I think Troy Franklin fits that mold. I think that Xavier Worthy fits that mold. Xavier Worthy have some drops, so maybe Xavier Worthy premature. But team speed, you can get plenty of other wide receivers to disappoint you as much as Treylon Burks has disappointed you. I think that you can substantially upgrade that entire unit in this draft. And I think 7 overall, like I said, if the receiver is there, draft him. If not, trade back. You can find a tackle later on in the first. All right. Let's move on to rising and falling in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Whose stock rose? Whose stock fell this week in sports? Let me know in the comments, as I said, and we will talk about it together. Cole Murphy, our good buddy, says, what do you think it will take for KC to move Snead? Honestly, I think the Titans would have to straight up swap seconds for that. And I don't know that Kansas City wouldn't ask for more than that. But I think at minimum, you're talking about swapping seconds, because KC is picking at the bottom of the second round. We talked about this on the radio show today. KC is picking at the bottom of the second round. And obviously, the Titans are picking the top. They've got the 38th pick in this draft. So with that, we know KC needs wide receivers. We know they need them worse than air. I think it would take at minimum a swap of the second round pick. I don't think they're fool enough to ask for the 7th overall pick. Snead's not worth that, especially if you have to pay him on the back end. But I think there are plenty of other teams that can offer them a first round pick that's not the 7th overall pick, right? That's something to kind of keep an eye on. But I think at minimum it would be a swap of second round picks to get L'Jarius Snead. Wesley Williams says, you do it at that cost. Well, certainly the Ridley thing helps you. Given that the wide receiver need feels less urgent. AFEO says, Buck stock fell, offensive line or bust round 1, trade up if needed. Well, no, that's certainly not going to be your football team's try. Are you saying that Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan stock is down? Because that's not the approach that they're going to take to this draft. It's not offensive line or bust in round 1. That just speaks to a level of desperation. And listen, it does speak to a level of desperation that you have. That level of desperation is completely earned. I'm not going to fault you at all for feeling that way, but you cannot discount that strategy, because it is not a strategy that your team is going to ignore. Just something to keep an eye on. Chase says, I need to talk about the stash. What do I need to talk about? The stash speaks for itself. What do I need to talk about the stash for? That is what it is. Frazier says, no, I'm sorry. That's people arguing amongst themselves. Field stock went down, says Hill and Hill, like a heart attack. That's, man, nobody's market has shrunk more than Justin Fields at this point. That's a really tough scene for a player who was expecting to get paid, I think, significant money from whichever team traded for him. And, you know, unless the Vikings are going to do it, I don't know who would. I mean, we'll see what happens with Justin Fields, but it doesn't feel like a good situation right now. Definitely him and Tannehill both, their market has shrunk given the way that the quarterback situation worked out. So stock up. Well, I don't know how to phrase this exactly. Stock up to the Titans social media team and to the Titans organization, because not even to do with the free agency signings, though I'm sure many of you have good vibes about the organization for the moves that they made today, because they did sign additional offensive line depth. They signed a backup quarterback. They signed Calvin Ridley, and they brought back Nick Folk, which is big, the kicker. You have no more kicker issues as long as Nick Folk remains consistent, and he was very, very efficient last year to his credit. The reason why I say the Titans social media team and the Titans organization is because it's rare when you can get me to be emotional. And I'm not just, and I say that not to run things through a personal prism, although I do run things through a personal prism way out more often than I should. And you guys are quick to remind me of that, which I appreciate you for. Gotta keep me humble. But when I saw their post to Derrick Henry today, I'm not an emotional person about things to do with the Titans. I'm not an emotional person about the things going on with the team that I cover. But I am emotional about human interest and people, genuinely good human beings who have done good things, not just for a football team, but for a community. Derrick Henry is absolutely that. I have such a great level of respect, not just for the football player, not just for the future Hall of Famer that he probably is at some point. And I wish him all the luck in the world in Baltimore. I hope he wins a Super Bowl with the Ravens. But because I have seen Derrick Henry, do so much for Middle Tennessee, for people who have less than some of us are fortunate to have in our lives, because Derrick comes from lesser means and continues to give back to Yulee, Florida, to Middle Tennessee, to tornado victims, to people, you know, to pay away the layaway the way that he does for Christmas, to take kids who are, you know, part of the Boys and Girls Club shoe shopping and stuff like that. Derrick Henry is an unbelievable person for a variety of different reasons. And I saw the tribute video that the Titans put together today, and it allowed me to relive some of Derrick's best moments, all of which I've covered. I've covered every single Derrick Henry game that he's played since he was drafted by the Titans in 2016. That was my first full-time season covering this football team, and that was Derrick's rookie year. Watching this video today, and I'm getting ready to play it for you guys, allowed me to relive some of those moments that have just kind of been in the back of my head, right? I don't think a lot about the AFC championship run anymore because that was 5 years ago. I don't think about the Jags Thursday night football game where he's rushing for a franchise single game rushing record and scoring four touchdowns in the process, because it happened an eternity ago. But getting to relive a lot of those moments through the prism of this video it really got me. And I think that a lot of you guys will feel the same way. This is a credit to the Titans social media team.
In the 2016 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans choose.
Oh, he's done it again!
If I did good, I felt like you.
Turning on the speed, Derrick Henry, stiff arm. Henry, another.
Stepping through a tackle, and he's taken off.
Trying to turn the corner, and he does. Up the sideline. Henry to the end zone. Touchdown.
hopefully I was an inspiration to all the young kids and everybody in the community. Just thank y'all so much. Man, God is good, and tighten up, baby.
Eight for the title, and he's going to break it on a big one. He's going to get the title.
Wow. 40, cutting back inside.
50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, the king.
Henry breaking free. 20, off to the races.
And there goes Derrick Henry. Henry has got major speed for a big
Henry.
Man.
Getting free. Henry's going to end the game. Titans take it in overtime.
At the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
That gets you in your feels a little bit, doesn't it? You want to know who I'm a fan? You want to know what football team I'm a fan of? I'll tell you right now. I'm a fan of whatever football team that dude plays for. I'm covering Derrick Henry. That's the first. It's the first time that I've legitimately felt a level of fandom about a player. He's half man, half amazing. He is otherworldly. He is somebody who I don't think you could recreate in a Madden creator play, create a player if you tried. Derrick Henry is truly the definition of the word awesome in so many different ways. So I feel sad. I really do feel sad for Titans fans that he's leaving. I personally would have liked to have seen him, selfishly, I would have liked to have seen him end his career here. Because I've enjoyed covering him. It's such a pleasure to watch that dude work and to go about it. So I will forever be a fan of that particular player. Wherever he plays, I'm for him. I hope he wins. I hope he wins it all. I hope he makes it to the Hall of Fame. I hope Derrick Henry goes on to do whatever it is that he wants to do in life. And I know he'll do great things beyond football, right? Because he's more than just a football player. And that, I think, is what makes him the definition of awesome. But yeah, that video got me a little bit, guys. It's weird watching 8 years of your of a player's career. And also, I mean, this is coming up on my ninth season. So 8 years covering Derrick Henry, 8 years covering the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. It's just tough. It's tough if you're a Titans fan. So Christopher White says, "Nah, never rooting for the Raptors." Well, you better hope you never play him. I don't think he's going to give you as much grace as many of us are giving him tonight. But I'd love to see him do it. I'd love to see him do it, even if it is for Robert Walsh's favorite football team. I don't want Robert to be happy, but I want Derrick Henry to be happy. So that is what it is. Have a great rest of your evening. Radio show tomorrow. We are going to have the new free agents, Calvin Ridley. Let me say this. I don't know if Calvin Ridley is going to be made available to the media tomorrow, but the Titans are holding a press conference at St. Thomas Sports Park with all of the media invited. So I'm assuming that they're not just going to trot respectfully to Morgan Cox. I'm assuming that Morgan Cox is not going to be the player that we're talking to tomorrow. So they haven't given us specifics on which free agents will speak, but they haven't officially agreed. The team hasn't announced the Calvin Ridley deal just yet. So they haven't announced Cushenberry, Pollard, Ridley. Hell, I don't even think they've announced Kenneth Murray, but I would imagine that you would see a flurry of those transactions tomorrow morning, announcing those deals officially, and then they will speak tomorrow at the podium. We'll carry those press conferences live for you on 104.5 The Zone. They'll be at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. If you watch the radio show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch, the same place that you watch this particular show, we'll be able to physically broadcast the live stream from the team onto the radio show broadcast. So check that out from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone. We'll be down at Bridgestone Arena. I'm actually going to leave the radio show early, go to the facility, do the press conference, and do the rest of the radio show. Lucas is going to be at Bridgestone. I'm going to be on Zoom from the facility, and we'll make it all work. So big changes, new football team. You got a night to sleep on it. Enjoy yourselves. Congratulations to your football team. Congratulations to you. It's been a while since Titans fans have had a reason to feel good about something. So I'm glad that you all are not as miserable as you usually are when I sit here and yell at you for an hour every night. But appreciate you guys, as always, for showing up. Like the video on your way out the door. That would be you doing me a solid. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone. And in fact, I'd troll you with the Mitch Firkins video to end it. Normally, I'd troll you with the Colts, the weird Colts fan in his basement singing about the demise of the Titans. Instead, we'll play the Derrick Henry video again.
In the 2016 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans choose.
Oh, he's done it again!
If I did good, I hope y'all liked it.
Turning on the speed, Derrick Henry, stiff arm, Henry another!
Stepping through a tackle, and he's taken off!
Trying to turn the corner, and he does! Up the sideline, Henry to the end zone, touchdown!
Hopefully I was an inspiration to all the young kids and everybody in the community. Just thank y'all so much. Man, God is good, and tighten up, baby.
For the title, and he's gonna break it on a big one. He's gonna get the title.
Wow. 40, cutting back inside.
To 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, the king!
Henry breaking free. 20, off to the races.
And there goes Derrick Henry. Henry has got major speed for a big
Henry.
Man.
Get free. Henry's going to end the game. Titans taking it overtime.
At the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going.